Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to our Tech Talk training session. I know we have a neat guy here tonight because I've met him over the microphone here and talking to him, and some of us have. To introduce our speaker tonight, I want to introduce my friend, Mr. Franklin Johnson.
Thanks there, Robert. I met Mr. Barnhart a number of years ago at a convention and have stayed in contact him ever since then. Have found him to be an exceptionally helpful and concerned person in terms of adaptive equipment and devices for the blind. And Bo, after I finish my brief introduction, I would like to, for you to begin, if you would, by telling us briefly how you happened to develop this web text reader, because that isn't your main area of endeavor. Another way to glean information from the internet without having to use Internet Explorer or Firefox is a good way to sort of encapsulate what we've got tonight. And so without further delay and whatnot, Bo, I will turn it over to you. And then if you don't mind, give us a brief synopsis of how you wound up getting into this. Thank you.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Bo Barnhart. I'm with Blick Media. Started developing this program basically around 1996, and it started to help a friend of mine that was blind to get on the internet and retrieve some information. And I also have family members that have blindness, and it basically just snowballed after there. There were tons of people that basically just found out about it and called and said, could I have a copy of it? Could you add this to it? And basically it just continued to snowball. I do have a little audio presentation to play to get started here. Just a commercial that we had a voice talent do when we do presentations to play. So let me go ahead and get that started.
Look Media is proud to present Web Text Reader. Now you can sit back and enjoy the internet with Web Text Reader. Web Text Reader is the fastest and easiest way for those with visual impairment or reading difficulties to access vital information on the internet. With just a few keystrokes, you can access the latest news from over 80 news, business, sports, and entertainment categories. You can read over 150 columnists presenting their opinions, advice, and humor. Look up telephone listings, TV listings, and stock quotes. Get your local weather forecast and conditions. Plus, access online dictionaries, encyclopedias, glossaries, and search online databases of jokes, movies, and television shows, and much more instantly. This friendly and powerful software program is great for beginning and advanced computer users of all ages. Get your copy of Web Text Reader today.
Hopefully you lived through all the hype. It really is a very neat program. It basically allows someone that doesn't have much computer experience at all to start the program up, and just with the menus, just use the arrow keys and the enter key to basically go through and have the all the content that Web Text Reader can actually retrieve to play to them. I can go ahead and start the program up here real quick, but I want to go ahead and release the lock here. See if anybody has any questions.
Questions at this time from anyone. I think we want to hear how you demo this, Bo, if we can.
Sure. We have a website, webtextreader.com, and all you have to do is go put your email address, and it will send you a link, and you can download the software. It has a self voicing install program. Really, it's just one button you press. It installs it under your program files directory, and it'll start the program right up. And I'll go ahead and start up with TextReader now. This is how it normally starts up.
Control Q pressed. Quiet mode off.
Main
menu.
Hang on one second.
Web text reader suspended. Focus has changed.
Okay, let's give this another try.
Web text reader. Main menu. For news, press 1. For weather, press 2. For sports, press 3. For business, press 4. For entertainment, press 5. For reference, press 6. For updates, press 8. For settings, press 9. For help, anytime, press F1. To exit web text reader, press Alt, X. Bottom of screen.
Now, what happened there? The web text reader opened, and web text reader runs in a text box. And you can use the arrow keys to move all through the text box. When it first starts, it starts in the first row. And I'm going to move to the control page up.
Beginning of paragraph. Main menu. For new main menu.
I'm on the first line, and it's reading main menu. I can use the arrow key to go down to the next.
For news, press 1.
There again to go to the next line.
For weather, press 2.
I can use Windows standard cursoring to do control right arrow, to left arrow to jump from word to word.
Weather, press 2. For sports, press 3. For business, press 4.
Or again, you can just use the up and arrow keys.
For entertainment, press 5.
Now, I could, for entertainment here, I could actually press the number 5, or since I'm already on top of this line, I can just press the enter key.
Entertainment menu. For entertainment news, press 1. For advice, press 2. For books, press 3. For humor, press 4. For movies, press 5. For music, press 6. For television, press 7. For trivia, press 8. To return to main menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
I'm going to go and press 2 for advice.
Advice menu. For columnists, press 1. For horoscopes, press 2. To return to entertainment menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
I'll go to columnists, which is 1.
Advice columnists menu. For general advice, press 1. For singles advice, press 2. For parenting advice, press 3.
I press the control key to stop the voicing. I'm going to go press 1 to go to general advice.
General advice menu. For Ann Landers, press 10. For Annie's mailbox, press 11. For Ask Amy, by Amy Dickinson, press 12. For At Work, by Lindsay Novak, press 13. For Classic Zig Ziglar, press 14. For Dear Abby, press 15.
I went ahead and pressed Control. There's quite a few more on this menu. But as you can tell, it has a hierarchical menu structure. So basically, you dig down to the content that you want. You can very easily, by doing a Control F4, go back to the main menu at any time. So you don't have to back up. But here I'm again on this menu. And to go into the content, I'm on top of the Dear Abby now. I can just press enter.
Stand by. Loading column for Dear Abby. Monday, March 19th, 2007. Early screening yields best odds of beating colon cancer. By Dear Abby. Use the cursor keys to listen to the 5 paragraphs below. To return to general advice menu, press 0.
When Web Text Reader accesses any content, the very first paragraph, or the first thing that reads, basically is a little synopsis of what the content is. And in this case, it's giving you the date, the title, and how many paragraphs are below. You can have the whole thing read by doing the control down arrow, or you can go paragraph by doing page down. I'll do control down arrow real quick and just have it read just a few sentences.
Dear Abby, in January, the American Cancer Society reported that cancer deaths had dropped for the second year in a row. The study noted that there was a big decline in colorectal cancer mortality. This is great news, Abby, but we can't rest on these laurels. The decline in colon cancer deaths is largely attributed to early detection, which is why it's so important for those 50 and over to get tested. I need your help in continuing to get the word out about the importance of getting tested for colorectal, commonly known as colon cancer. Just as every woman knows that breast cancer screening saves lives, every man and woman should know that colon cancer screening also saves lives.
Okay, I pressed the control key to stop you from talking. I can go ahead and press the control zero at any time just to get back to the menu that I was on before.
General advice menu. For Ann Landers.
I'm going to press zero again to go back to the previous menu.
Advice columnists menu.
And zero again.
Advice columnists menu. Advice menu. For columnists, press 1. Entertainment menu. For entertainment news, main menu.
Made it back to the main menu. So again, you can see it basically drills down. There's tons and tons of news categories. Again, columnists. We've got weather, sports. Let me go into the reference section. I'm going to press R for reference.
For reference, press 6. Reference menu. For dictionaries, press 1. For encyclopedias, press 2. For telephone listings, press 3. To return to main menu, press 0.
I'm going to go into dictionaries real quick.
Dictionaries menu. For American Heritage Dictionary, press 1.
Press 1.
American Heritage Dictionary menu. To search dictionary, press 1.
Press 1.
Search dictionary menu. To search entry words, press 1. To search full text, press 2. To search definitions, press 3. To search etymology, press 4. To return to American Heritage Dictionary menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
I'm going to press 1 for entry words.
Entry word search. Type the word or words you wish to query and press enter. To select from entry history list, press alt, down arrow. Or, to return to search dictionary menu, press control 0.
Whenever you get to an entry field, or basically entry screen or web text writer, it saves all your previous entries. So if you want to go back, all you have to do is do an alt down arrow, which I'll do, and you can see the previous entries that we did.
Entry history list. List is empty. Returning to entry. Entry word search.
Well, there was one there. I'm going to type, let's just type,
Find is not available from this screen. Entry word search. F-I-S-H. You typed fish. If this is correct, press Y. If this is not correct, press N. To return to search dictionary menu, press 0. Bottom of screen, standby. Searching for fish. American Heritage Dictionary search results, page 1 of 2. 15 entries found, containing fish. Use the cursor keys to listen to the 10 search results below. Or press Alt, right arrow, to load the next page of results. To return to search dictionary menu at any time, press 0. Entry word. Fish farm. Excerpt from entry. A commercial facility consisting of tanks or ponds in which fish are raised for food. Fish-farm, fish firm. End of paragraph. Entry word. Fish. Excerpt from entry. Any of numerous cold-blooded aquatic vertebrates of the superclass Pisces, characteristically having fins, gills, and a streamlined body and including specifically.
Okay, I'm going to press enter to go into this.
Any of numerous cold. Standby. Loading entry. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. 4th edition, 2000. Entry word. Fish. This entry includes 11 senses for the word fish as a noun, verb, intransitive verb, transitive verb, and a phrasal verb. Also included in this entry is an audio pronunciation, 5 idioms, and etymology. Use the cursor keys to listen to the 12 paragraphs below. To load fish, Hamilton, the next entry in the alphabetical index, press Alt, right arrow. To load fish or Dieske, Dietrich, the previous entry in the alphabetical index, press Alt, left arrow. To return to American Heritage Dictionary search results, at any time, press 0. To return to search dictionary menu, at any time, press Control 0.
Okay, that was quite a long-winded entry, but as you can see, this is again just the synopsis of what is in this particular entry. Press page down.
Entry word. Fish. To listen to the pronunciation of fish, press enter.
As you know, the synthesizers don't always pronounce words correctly, so we have it basically download the audio file from the website. So anytime that you listen to the proper pronunciation, you just press enter, which I'll do.
Fish. Entry word. Fish. To listen to the pronunciation of fish, press enter.
I can just do it over and over.
Fish. 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 End of paragraph. Noun. When used as a noun, fish has 5 senses. Inflected forms. plural fish, or fishes. 1. Any of numerous cold-blooded aquatic vertebrates of the superclass Pisces, characteristically having fins, gills, and a streamlined body, and including specifically, colon. 1A.
Okay, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to actually do a Control-F4 to go back to the main menu.
Main menu. For news, press 1.
Just something a little bit simpler here. I'm going to go down to weather.
For news, press 1. For weather, press 2.
I'm just doing the down arrow. I'm going to press enter on top of this line.
Weather menu. For weather forecast, press 1. For weather summaries, press 2. For weather conditions, press 3. For weather statements, press 4. For weather news, press 5. For astronomy report, press 6. To return to main menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
Okay, as you can see, these menus, this is what we call the long form of the menus. It says for something, press something. Well, you can turn short menus on, and I'm going to do that real quick to make the presentation go a little bit quicker. I'm going to, we'll come back to the weather menu. I'm going to do a Control F4 to go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
I'm going to go to the settings by pressing the letter S.
For sports, for settings, press 9.
On top of that line. The reason we did the letters, so if you didn't remember the number, it allows you to quickly jump to that line. So on top of the settings, I'm going to press enter.
Settings menu. For internet settings, press 1. For personal settings, press 2. For keyboard settings, press 3. For prompt settings, press 4. For screen settings, press 5. For prompt settings, press 4. Prompt settings menu. To select menu type, press 1. To select entry confirmation mode, press 2. To select standby message, press 3. To return to settings menu, press 0.
Menu type
selection menu. Current type is long menus. For long menus, press 1. For short menus, press 2. To return to prompt settings menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
Press 2 for short menus.
Short menu selected. Menu type selection menu. Current type is short menus. 1. Long menus. 2. Short menus. 0. Return to prompt settings menu. Bottom of screen.
As you can see, instead of saying, and now instead of it saying 4 long menus, press 1. Just says one long menus. So I'm going to press 0 to get out of here.
Prompt settings menu. Settings main menu.
Main menu. Now this is the main menu. Instead of it saying press 1 for news, for weather press 2, this is how it sounds.
Top of screen. Main menu. 1. News. 2. Weather. 3. Sports. 4. Business. 5. Entertainment. 6. Reference.
I'm going to press 2 to go to weather.
Weather menu. 1. Weather forecast. 2. Weather summaries. 3. Weather conditions.
I'm going to press 1. Weather forecast.
Stand by. Loading weather forecast for Lee's Summit, Missouri. Weather forecast for Lee's Summit, Missouri. Updated Monday, March 19th, 6:53 p.m. Central Time. Use the cursor keys to listen to the 14 paragraphs below. To return to weather menu at any time, press 0.
Okie doke. When you first set up Web Text Reader, you enter your zip code, and then it keys in from there on where you're at, so every time you don't have to save, you know, where you are for your weather forecast. If you want to find the weather forecast or conditions for another location, you can do that at another screen. One thing that Web Text Reader is really good at is that the content, since it is in a hierarchical structure, and it knows whatever content that it's getting, when it's in a particular category of the hierarchical structure, let's say like in the weather, it knows when it gets certain symbols or certain abbreviations, it goes ahead and expands those. So no matter what synthesizer you have, it will go ahead and convert the basically the symbol or the abbreviation into a long form. So when it reads, it'll read it correctly. So here's the current forecast.
Tonight, partly cloudy, with a low around 38. East-northeast wind around 14 miles per hour.
In that particular example, it might say on that side, I'm not sure what it's saying, but it probably says tonight PC with a low around 38, and it would say, instead of east-northeast, it would say ENE 14 MPR. but here we've got it converting it to say east northeast wind around 15 miles per hour.
Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy, with a high near 55. East southeast wind around 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms.
This information, this particular information, comes to the National Weather Service's website, weather.gov.
Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. Cloudy, with a low around 53. South-southeast wind between 14 and 17 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between 3 quarters and 1 inch possible.
Okay, this has quite a few more paragraphs. Well, I'm going to go and press 0 to go back to the weather menu.
Weather menu.
And go to weather conditions real quick and press 3.
Select weather station. 1. Kansas City. 2. Kansas City International. 3. Lee Summit. 4. Ala. 5. Enter another location. 0. Return to weather menu.
In this case, the weather section, when it first sets it up, it checks what weather stations are around your zip code, and so that way you can go ahead and have other weather stations in case one's down. I'm going to press 3 for Lee Summit, so that's where we're at.
Stand by. Loading weather conditions for Lee Summit. Weather conditions at Lee Summit. Updated Monday, March 19th, 6:53 p.m. Central Time. Observation. Overcast skies. Temperature. 61 degrees. Humidity. 34%. Dew point. 32 degrees. Wind speed. North-northeast at 9 miles per hour. Barometric pressure. 30.14 inches and rising. Visibility. 10.0 miles. Yesterday's high temperature. 61 degrees. Yesterday's low temperature. 30 degrees. Normal high temperature, 54 degrees. Normal low temperature, 34 degrees. Record high temperature, 72 degrees. Record low temperature, 30 degrees. End of report. To return to weather menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
Okay, we're gonna go press 0.
Weather menu.
One thing we've got on this menu is we have the astronomy report.
1, 2, weather summaries. 3, weather conditions. 3, 4, 5, 6. Astronomy. Stand by. Loading astronomy report. Astronomy report for Monday, March 19th, 2007. Use the cursor keys to listen to the 13 paragraphs below. To return to weather menu at any time, press 0. Actual times. Sunrise, 7:22 a.m. Solar noon, 1:25 p.m. Sunset, 7:28 p.m. Solar noon is when the sun is at the highest in the sky, and is defined when the hour angle is 0 degrees. Solar noon is also the midpoint between sunrise and sunset. Civil twilight times. Sunrise, 6:56 a.m. Sunset, 7:54 p.m. Civil twilight is the time period when the sun is no more than 6 degrees below the horizon at either sunrise or sunset. The horizon should be clearly defined, and the brightest stars should be visible under good atmospheric conditions, for example, no moonlight or other lights. One still should be able to carry on ordinary outdoor activities.
Okay, so as you can see, that the WebText Reader, besides just getting the raw data, it also complements it with other data that goes on, besides civil twilight times.
Nautical twilight times. Sunrise, astronomical twilight time, altitude, azimuth. Sunrise, hour angle of the sun, mean anomaly of the sun, obliquity, bright ascension of the sun, sun declination, time spans, moon data, moonrise, end of report, moon data.
And I'm going from paragraph to paragraph or section to section by using the page up, page down. So as you can see, you can skip from sections really quickly.
Beginning of paragraph, time span, sun declination, bright ascension of the sun, obliquity, mean anomaly, hour angle of the azimuth.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to get out of this and see if anybody has any questions.
Web text reader suspended.
All right. Bo, the different events that you were showing in there, because of the there was quite a bit of discrepancy between the sound that was being played by the reader and your sound. So if you could briefly summarize the main points there. We could hear you by turning the volume up, but it was a little difficult. So if you could just, for example, the issue about the reader, the speech system used, how it's picked up, whether you're using JAWS or window eyes or whatever.
Okay, web text reader, what I was doing before, it is all web text reader's own voicing. Basically, it has its own reader built in. Not using any screen reader at all. It'll use any SAPI 4 voice that it can recognize. We do have a newer version coming out that will do SAPI 5 too, but right now it's just all SAPI 4 voices. You can control the speed at any time by, let me go back into WebText.
Resuming Web Text Reader. Main menu.
Press Control key to quiet it. You can do a Control Plus or Control Minus to increase or decrease the speed.
218 words per minute selected. Main menu. 289 words per minute selected. Main menu. 1. News. 2. Weather. 3. Sports. 4. Business. 5. Entertainment.
And again, the reader that we built into this, as I was explaining before, you basically just use the up and down arrow keys to read line by line. Web text reader, again, it basically takes the data off of the websites, and when it pulls it in, it just is 100% text, and that's all you have on the screen. The screen is visual. You can change the settings from the settings menu. You can bring the font, I think, up to like 200 points, all the way down to like, I think, 6. The standard, I believe, is when it first is installed. I think it's installed at 20 points. You can change the foreground and background colors of the screen. But besides that, again, it's just all text. When it presents anything, it always, the very top line is always the title of the current screen. If it's a menu, it's the menu name, followed by all the menu selections, and then basically at the bottom if there's any informational text. When I went in and entered some data in some of those fields, basically those are, it's just, it's, everything is always in just one big text box. And you really don't know that you're in this text box because it does all this interaction with you.
Web text reader suspended. Focus has changed to another program. Resuming web text reader. Main menu. Web text reader suspended. Focus has changed to another program. Resuming web text reader. Main menu. 1. News. Web text reader suspended. Focus has changed to another.
This is Rob Turner, and I have to say it's been a very impressive demo. And, you know, it seems like you've spent a lot of time making sure the speech works well and that the information is spoken very concisely. I just would like to ask, I know you can't demonstrate all the content, but can you just give us a feel for what kind of items you have under the sports menu?
Sure, we've got the sports divided into, let's go to that real quick.
Resuming web text reader, main menu. 1. News. 237 words per minute selected. 3. Sports. Sports menu. 1. Sports news. 2. Baseball. 3. Basketball. 4. Boxing. 5. Football. 6. Golf. 7. Hockey. 8. Motorsports. 9. Soccer. 0. Return to main menu.
Now we'll press 1 for sports menu. Sports news.
Sports news menu. 10. AFP Sports. 11. Associated Press. 12. BBC US Sport. 13. Canadian Press. 14. MSNBC. 15. New York Post. 16. New York Times. 17. Reuters. 18. The Sporting News. 19. USA Today. 20. Columnists. Alt S. Search Sports News. 0. Return to Sports Menu. Bottom of Screen.
Okay, I'm going to go to Reuters.
Bottom of Screen. Alt Web 9817. Reuters. Standby. Loading Reuters Sports News. Reuters Sports News. Updated Monday, March 19th, 7:06 p.m. Eastern Time. Use the cursor keys to listen to the 20 headlines below. To return to Sports News menu at any time, press 0.
And to page down, to the first headline.
West Indies go through with win over Zimbabwe. Monday, March 19th, 7:06 p.m. Eastern Time. Kingston, Jamaica, Reuters. World Cup hosts West Indies qualified for the Super 8 stage of the competition after a 6-wicket victory over Zimbabwe in Group D on Monday. For complete story, press enter.
I'm sure if I'd want this story, press enter, or I could use the page down, or down arrow to go to the next one.
Texas Rangers baseball field drops America's name. Monday, March 19th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. New York, Reuters. The fallout among U.S. subprime mortgage lenders has a new casualty, the name of the Texas Rangers ballpark. For complete story, press enter.
And here we didn't know, didn't really pronounce AmeriQuest correctly, but I'm going to go back up to AmeriQuest.
For the fallout on Monday, Texas Rangers baseball field drops America's name.
Control right arrow.
Rangers baseball field drops America's.
And here we can have it spell each letter.
AmeriQuest. America's. AmeriQuest.
Which is automatic, and then we also have it so it's just phonetically.
AmeriQuest.
If I press enter, we'll see it to the.
Stand by. Loading story. Monday, March 19th, 7:31 p.m. Eastern Time. Texas Rangers baseball field drops America's name. Use the cursor keys to listen to the 8 paragraphs below. To return to Reuters Sports News at any time, press 0. To return to Sports News menu at any time, press Control 0. New York, Reuters, the fallout among U.S. subprime mortgage lenders has a new casualty, the name of the Texas Rangers ballpark. The Rangers baseball team on Monday announced the ballpark, known since 2004 as America's Field, will be renamed Rangers Ballpark in Arlington. America's had in May 2004 signed a 30-year naming rights agreement worth a recorded $75 million.
I'm going to go and stop that. As you see, going to articles pretty easy. Sometimes at the very bottom of an article, if it has links, it'll actually link out to other articles. I'm going to go ahead and do Control 0 to get it back out.
Sports News Menu. 10. Sports Menu. 1. Sports News. 2. Baseball. 3. Basket. 2. Baseball. Baseball Menu. 1. MLB. 2. College Baseball. 1. MLB. MLB Menu. 1. News. 2. Scoreboard. 3. Columnists. 4. American League Teams. 5. National League Teams. 0. Return to Baseball Menu. Bottom of screen. MLB News Menu. 1. Associated Press. 2. Canadian Press. 3. Fan Ball. 4. Knight Ridder. 5. Scripps Howard. 6. The Sporting News. 7. Sports Illustrated. MLB News Menu. MLB Menu. 1. News.
Okay. With each category, basically, again, we use the hierarchical structure, so it goes in. Unfortunately, I don't believe that the scoreboards are up right now. As with anything, when a website changes, a web text reader knows how to read hundreds of websites, but sometimes when they make a major change, the content is down, and then we actually have to go on and make some changes. We are working on a new version of Web Text Reader that basically allows you to train a website. You can, when you go into a website, you can be able to actually to add it on to a menu, and you basically when you put in the URL and it loads the page and then loads all the links underneath it. It takes 2 minutes approximately to a depth of about 3, and then it analyzes all those, and then it asks you basically if you think that this is correct. And what it asks you is that this would be the heading text and this would be the footer text, and basically what it tries to do, it tries to isolate the body of the text. But again, there are a lot of things that we'll always have to basically hand format, and the scoreboard would be one of those where the exact positioning of the content needs to be taken care of manually. I'm going to go ahead and do Control F4 to go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
And I'm going to try to get off this without a...
Web text reader suspended. Focus.
The system is very good. Actually, when you talk, you're too faint, and when web text reader talks, it's way too loud, so you may want to do something about that. And my question is, can you do email with the system?
I'll try to talk louder. Looking at my recording volume and everything here, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to actually alter the mix of the microphone and WebText reader. I apologize about that. Your question about email. WebText reader does not currently do email. In our new version, we actually do have working email, and we're going to offer that also as a separate product. We have a few different things that we have in the pipeline. We have a checkbook program. We have a text-to-speech program that will read Word documents and PDF documents and Excel spreadsheets and a few other formats. We also have a audio organizer. Basically, it allows you to put in your audio tracks, and you can go ahead and organize those, basically like a filing system, and also a replacement for Windows File Manager. But no, we don't actually have the email in here, but it'll work basically just like what Text Reader does now, whereas it's in a hierarchical structure. You create your mailboxes that you have your accounts with, and you just can go into each account, and it'll basically put all your messages in with headers just like that, and it'll go through, and you can go ahead and read each email one at a time. You can jump from email to email by doing control alt right arrow or left arrow. No, actually it's alt right, left arrow. Anyway, that doesn't matter. But There's just a lot of stuff that WebText Reader we have planned for.
Hi, this is Marcia from Michigan. And is there a README file up there? I believe you said the URL is webtextreader.com, because I'd kind of like to go up and read about it. And can this also be used in conjunction with a screen reader? I'm using Window Eyes at this point. But I could definitely see the possible use of web text reader for reading papers and that kind of newspapers and so on. So, I'm just a little curious about where I can go to find out more information and possibly how to use it. And how much is this product, by the way?
Okay, our website is webtextreader.com. And again, you can download a trial version. It works for 14 days. If you need it longer than that, you can just email us or give us a call, and we can give you a code that will allow it to extend longer. The price right now is $149. We'll probably keep that price point. That's really been our beginning price point, and we'll just keep adding more features on it. We do have, again, the new version that's coming out, and hopefully that'll be out before summertime. But that should be able to, again, have the email in it and the SAPI 5 engines.
John has posted a question in text chat. What website were you accessing with all the astronomical data?
I believe it's the Weather Underground. One thing that you can do when you're in WebText Reader, you can do a Control B, and it will tell you, basically what it does, it launches an external browser, so whatever your default browser is for your computer, it will launch that browser, and then you can basically go to that website and check it out. And that's, we recommend you do that, because most of these websites that you go into, where the content is, then you'll go see and see what a mess that website is, and how we actually go in and take that information out. The astronomy data, a lot of it is, especially the moon phases. They don't actually show you the moon phases on that website. They use pictures and little pictures that show you each one, and we've basically got it set because have used the same pictures forever in the file names, and we basically have it detect the file names, and that's what converts it over and tells you all the moon phases. And some of the other information comes from another website. I really don't know that information right offhand. If I can, just real quick, to let you know again, when WebText Reader first starts, it just reads off the main menu like that.
Resume in WebText Reader. Main menu. 1. News. 2. Weather.
But as it says at the bottom, you can press F1 for help anytime. I'm going to press help. Again, everything happens inside the edit box, and when I press F1, basically the current screen settings are saved, but the help file basically is put on the same screen, so you don't have any pop-ups. So if I press F1...
Help menu. For a description of the main menu, press 1. For help on using menus, press 2. For help on locating menu selections, press 3. For help on finding menu selections, press 4. For help on cursor keys, press 5. For help on shortcut keys, press 6. For technical support information, press 7. To exit help and return to main menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
And if I go to the shortcut keys or press 6.
Help topic, shortcut keys. Shortcut keys are as follows. Control stops the synthesizer. Control plus increases synthesizer speed. Control minus decreases synthesizer speed. Control D suspends web text reader, then opens the default web browser to the associated web page. Control C activates the copy to clipboard menu. Control F activates the find text function. Control G activates the go to menu. Control H activates help system. Control I reads screen position information. Control M activates the modem menu. Control R reads current line to bottom of screen. Control T speaks the current time. Control W toggles word wrap mode on or off. Control Q toggles quiet mode on or off. Control F4 cancels the current operation and returns to the main menu. Alt F4 exits web text reader anywhere in the program. End of help topic. Related topics for shortcut keys. For help on sticky keys, press 1. For help on cursor keys, press 2. End of related topics. To return to help menu, press 0. To exit help and return to main menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
Okay, so you can see that there's quite a few different shortcut keys you can use. If you'd like me to, I won't do it right now, but I could demonstrate the copy to clipboard menu function, which a lot of people really like that. The find text basically allows you to find text in the current document. But if you do a Control F, which is find text when you're in a document, it finds text. If you do a Control F when you're sitting on a menu, it basically finds a menu. And so let's say that you would want to find Dave Barry's column. I'm going to go ahead and do a Control 0 to get a main menu.
Main menu.
I'm going to do a Control F.
Find menu selections.
So again, if you forget where something is or you just want to jump to something real quick, you can do the find menu selections. I'll type in Dave.
F-I-N-D. F-I-N-D.
What it's doing, I've got sticky keys on, and I'm pressing Control to silence the synthesizer, and then I'm pressing F, so it's trying to find itself. So I really should go turn sticky keys off, but I'm just going to do Dave now.
D-A-V-E. You typed Dave. If this is correct, press Y. If this is not correct, press N. To return to main menu, press 0. Bottom of screen.
I'm going to press Y. Once you get more experience or you just don't want these confirmation menus on, you can actually turn this off so it won't tell you what you typed. But we left them on for the demonstration.
Find results. 7 menu selections were found containing Dave. Use the page down and page up keys to listen to each match, one paragraph at a time. Or use the down arrow key and up arrow keys to listen to each match, one line at a time. To exit find menu selections and return to main menu at any time, press 0.
And again, you can skip around. You don't have to let it finish reading. I could just do page down since it said find results. Go to the first result.
On the Humor Columnists menu, the selection, Dave Barry, was found. To go to the Humor Columnists menu, press Enter.
And I can press Enter down and go straight to Dave Barry. I'm going to press page down again. I'm not sure what else is Dave.
On the MLB Columnists menu, the selection, Dave Campbell, was found. To go to the MLB Columnists menu, press Enter.
Okay.
On the Iowa News menu, the selection, KWQC TV Davenport, was found.
Ooh.
To go to the Iowa News menu, press Enter. On the ML on the Humor Columnists menu, the selection, Dave Barry, was found. To go to the Humor Columnists menu, press Enter. Humor Columnists menu. 10, Dave Barry. 10, Dave Barry, stand by. Loading column for Dave Barry. Sunday, March 18th, 2007. Mr. Language Person, some words of wisdomality. Web text reader suspended. Focus has changed to another program.
This is Rob Hansick from Bethlehem. I can see a very good use for this program in as far down as grade schools even, grade school, junior high, and high schools, and for, you know, teachers for blind children, or even for, like, to use in conjunction with headsets for them to look up words in the dictionary and maybe in the encyclopedia, read stuff in the encyclopedia. I think you have a good product. Should be encouraged for use in schools.
We are in a few school districts. We're in New York school systems, and we're in Denver, Colorado school systems, and a couple other ones in Colorado and Wyoming and Alaska. So we have made a little forefront there. We're in a couple of colleges, too, that we have that. We really haven't done a lot of marketing on this because there's just so much more that we would really want to put into it before we actually, you know, did a big time. But I thank you for that compliment. We're, again, it's self-voicing. I know I didn't address the question to the lady earlier, but if you do want to use it with Window Eyes, you can. You can just turn quiet mode on, and then it's basically just a program that just has edit box, and then you just use your arrow keys and move around within the edit box. We do suggest that you do use the web text reader's own voicing, because it's a lot more dynamic, and there's just a lot of special functions in there that help it make the content easier.
Hello, it's Rob Turner again, and the only concern I have in a case like this is it may be hard to keep up with the changing websites. One question I had is, have you had any success with I know they've got a lot of these mobile devices now, like cell phones and PDAs, and have you had any success in maybe getting text from sites that are geared more for the mobile devices and the cell phones? Or, you know, what do you think the best way to handle, like MLB, you pointed out, seems to have changed in a major way from last year, for example.
You're right, it did, and that's one reason that we haven't caught up with it. You know, with all the RSS, the really simple syndication feeds, those are handy to have, but then they really don't give you the full content of, you know, what's available on the site. So we'd really like to try to gear it towards the site, and that's where when the newer version, where we have it basically so you can train the site. It does its best to, again, train it, but you can actually say that this is, again, the beginning of the content, this is the end of the content. And then after a few tries, it does it really well, and it will basically just give you the content of the page, and that way you skip over all the menuing, all the obscure text.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it sounds like a big improvement in the new version. That sounds like a very good feature. And I guess one would just have to try it and see how it works. But, again, I think you've done a great job in just making it speak in a very friendly way. And you've built in a lot of nice controls and so forth.
We just put out a couple of updates just past couple of days. Actually, we ended up some updates for quite a while because we have been working on the newer version. It's been quite a feat. We've kept the front end exactly the same, but the back end with the email system, and it has its own filing system now, where basically anything that you bring up and then you want to save it, you can go and save it to a filing system, and it'll just keep it in the same format that it basically deformatted it into, and then it's readily available at any time through an archive that you can keep within WebText Reader. But again, hopefully we'll have that out before summer.
Hi, this is Marcia again. Did you have? No, you were doing the weather. I think you said that was Weather Underground. Did you have several different websites in there, such as the news, whatever newspaper that was, and you said the humor columnist and the TV columnist and that kind of thing? Was that all from different websites?
Yes, WebText Reader visits about it was approaching 400, and actually it's come back down to 380 range, I think. But then the content from those websites are actually, you know, compiled for actually other websites. So it's tons of different ones. The dictionaries are from Bartleby, Yahoo News is a good chunk of the news, but we actually go to MSNBC.com, we go to Fox.com, FoxNews.com, CBS.com, quite a few of the other big news sites. We don't do CNN, but Yahoo is the feed for most of the Associated Press. We actually have other websites that we visit for Associated Press. Same with Reuters. Most of it comes from Yahoo News, but again, some of it does come from other sites. The columnists come from all over. They come from Tribune Media Services. They come from I'm trying to remember all of them. there's just literally tons. But if you want to see where the content is actually coming from, again, you can do the Control B at any time, and it'll actually launch the website.
What about the tutorial for this? The commands don't seem that difficult, but is there a manual with the web text reader?
No, actually, we just have the online help. Honestly, once you start again, we've got the long menus, and we think that's pretty helpful at the beginning, saying, you know, for news, press 1, so you press 1, and then it says, you know, news menu, for top headlines, press 1, for national headlines, press 2, and you just kind of, you know, go through it. We do suggest, again, that you do press, you know, F1 for the help, so you know all the cursor and keys. But most of the cursor and keys are almost all of Windows cursor and keys. The control arrows, page up, page down, control home, control page up, control end, control page down. Basically all the standard cursor and keys. If anybody wants to volunteer to do a audio tutorial, they're more than welcome to help us out.
Any other text questions, Fred, that you see up there? Okay, any other questions from the audience here?
I'm sorry, Bob. I had my talk key disabled because I was working in another another program. No, there are no other text questions. That was the only one.
And again, the price on that, Bo, please?
That's $149.95, and that's basically for the software, one-time charge. The updates are free for a year, and then we do have a yearly update fee, which is 33% of the current license, which basically comes to, it's like $40. Would anybody want me to demonstrate telephone listings or any other particular content?
Oh, telephone listings would be great. And I just want to say, this sounds too good to be true, because the other screen readers are so expensive. This just sounds like there are so many people that have been put off because they couldn't afford JAWS or Window Eyes or anything else that was, you know, exorbitantly priced. And their updates and their service contracts and everything. And this just sounds so straightforward and so easy to use, and it just sounds great.
I really think the instructions that you're given along the way are just wonderful. I mean, it's just really impressive, Bo. Yeah, do a telephone listing, please. Look up Joni's phone number.
You know, when we first started this, the people that we developed it for was people that really didn't have any computer experience, and, you know, were saying, you know, I'm supposed to push what key, when, where? And, you know, it can be pretty daunting, the computer itself, for anyone that's just first getting on the computer, and then having to deal with the Internet and, you know, trying to use, you know, screen reader with Internet Explorer or any other browser. It's just, you know, it can take you forever just to find the content, and that's the... What we really try to do with web text reader is that basically you just get on and you go right to what you need. So I'll go ahead and do a telephone listing here real quick.
Resuming web text reader. Sunday, March 18th.
I'm going to do Alt. I need to turn the keys off.
Humor columnists menu. 10, Dave Barry. 12, main menu. 1, news. Settings menu. 1, internet settings. Keyboard settings menu. 1, select the sticky key selection menu. Current mode sticky keys off. Sticky keyboard settings main menu.
I turned the sticky keys off because basically it's just one key at a time. And again, I've been pressing control to silence the synthesizer, and I'm getting special keys going here. Okay, telephone listings.
Reference menu. 1, dictionaries. 2, encyclopedias. 3, telephone listings, encyclopedias menu.
Yep.
1, reference menu.
3.
1, telephone listings menu. 1, business listings. 2, residential listings. Residential listings menu.
Our business listings on the Anywho are currently
1, 2, white pages.
Offline. So we're going to go to whitepages.com.
Whitepages.com residential listings, selected. Enter first name. Type the first name or initial of the person you wish to find, and press enter. Please note, first name is not required, and may be left blank, by pressing tab. To select from entry history list, press alt, down arrow. To return to residential listings menu, press control 0. Bottom of screen.
I'm going to do alt, down arrow.
Entry history list. List is empty. Returning to entry. Enter first name.
I thought we had put something in there earlier.
M-A-R-K. You typed Mark. If this is correct, press Y. If this is not correct, press N. To return to residential listings menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
Press Y.
First name, Mark, selected. Select the method to find Mark. To match exact name, press 1. To match names that begin with Mark, press 2. To return to previous entry, press Shift Tab. To return to residential listings menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
And again, we're not actually in an entry field. This whole thing is just in one. All this text is being displayed in one big edit box. Anytime you want to, again, you can move the arrows to...
To return to residential listings menu, to return to previous entry, press Shift Tab.
To go around the screen, see what's on there. These entry fields are basically virtual entry fields. Okay, I'm going to say exact name by pressing 1.
Match exact name, selected. Enter last name. Type the last name of the person you wish to find, and press Enter. C-A-R-T-E-R, you typed Carter. If this is correct, press Y. If this is not correct, press N. Last name, Carter, selected. Select the method to find Carter. To match exact name, press 1. To match names that begin with Carter, press 2. To return to previous entry, press Shift Tab. To return to residential listings menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
Press 1 for exact name.
Match exact name, selected. Select city name or zip code. For Lee Summit, press 1. For 64064, press 2. To enter city name or zip code, press 3. Please note, city name or zip code is not required, but may be left blank, by pressing tab. To return to residential listings menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
When you first set it up, again, it asks you what your zip code is, so it automatically knows what your zip code is in your city, and it gives you these default prompts throughout the program, so you wouldn't have to type in that. I'm going to go ahead and press tab to skip the city name or zip code.
No city name or zip code specified. Select state. For Missouri, press 1. For all states, press 2. To select from state list, press 3. To select from province list, press 4. To return to previous selection, press Shift Tab. To return to residential listings menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
I'm going to press 1 for Missouri.
State Missouri, selected. Listing selections confirmation. The following selections were made. First name, Mark. Last name, Carter. City name, none specified. State, Missouri. To accept selections and search listings, press 1. To return to previous entry, press Shift Tab. To return to residential listings menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
Press 1. Hopefully we'll get a Mark Carter in Missouri.
Stand by. Searching listings. Whitepages.com search results. Your search returned no results. Please verify your information was entered correctly. Residential listings menu. 1. Anywho.com. Whitepages.com residential listings. Selected. Enter first name. Type the first name or initial of the person.
I know what I can do. I'll do a
request. 0. Residential listings menu. Telephone listings.
I'll do a reverse number search.
Reverse number search menu. 1. Anywho.com. 2. Whitepages.com reverse number lookup. Selected. Select area code. For 800, press 1. To enter area code, press 2. To return to reverse number search menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
I'm going to press 2 for area code.
Enter area code, 816.
I'm going to type in our phone number.
You typed 816. If this is correct, press Y. If this is not correct, press N. To return to area code selection, press 0. Bottom of screen.
Press Y.
Area code 816, selected. Enter phone number. Type the 7-digit phone number you wish to find, and press Enter. To select from entry history list, press Alt, down arrow. To return to previous entry, press Shift Tab. To return to reverse number search menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
And our phone number?
5248433. You typed 5248433. If this is correct, press Y. If this is not correct, press N. To return to reverse number search menu, press Control 0.
Press Y.
Bottom of screen. Phone number 5248433, selected. Listing selections confirmation. The following selections were made. Area code, 816. Phone number, 5248433. To accept selections and search listings, press 1. To return to previous entry, press Shift Tab. To return to reverse number search menu, press Control 0. Bottom of screen.
Press 1.
Stand by. Searching listings. Whitepages.com search results.
Well, for some reason, it's, unfortunately, it's not coming up with that. Which
reverse number
that.
Search menu. 1. Anywho.com. Whitepages.com reverse number lookup. Selected. Select area code. Enter area code. 816. You typed 816. Area code 816. Selected. Enter phone number. Type the 7-digit phone number you wish to find.
Alt down arrow for the entry history list.
Entry history list. For 5248433, press 1. To return to entry, press 0.
Press 1.
You selected 5248433. Phone number 5248433, selected. Listing selections confirmation. The following selections were made. Stand by. Searching listings. Whitepages.com.
For some reason, we're not coming up on that.
Web text reader suspended. Focus has changed to a...
Pay your phone bill?
Bo, is there a demo, I may have missed this, a demo of the reader that a person could download and play around with it and then decide whether you want to buy it?
Yes, you can download the entire working program. Just go to webtextreader.com, click on the download link, and you enter your email address. It emails you back an email. And with a link, and you click on the link, and then it gives you full instructions how to get it, and you just basically download the executable and run it, and it just says, basically just press enter to install, and it goes through, and when it's done, it says press escape to exit, and that's it, it's installed. It'll work for 14 days. Again, make sure that you, when you download it, you check for updates, because we do have updates coming out in the next couple of days, too. That's it.
But I wasn't able to hear all your demonstrations, so you may have already covered this. Can you train it to do shopping websites or no?
We've had lots of ladies ask about shopping websites, and actually... the new version of WebTextReader, when it comes out, that it will be trainable. You should be able to do that. We do have Amazon that we've been working on, and also a version for eBay to have those in. The eBay one's pretty hard to handle, but the Amazon one's been pretty easy to do. So we'll actually have those in as just as their own. Thanks. And you can actually put in the ID of the person or the referral that you want to, because you know some people have their own websites where they link off and they get a credit when they have an Amazon account, and you can put that account number in there, and then that'll reference you and put that in the shopping cart.
Have you looked at QVC at all?
No, actually, I haven't. We've really tried to concentrate just on right now, just the vital information, and we've the wiki sites, we've been working on those so we can get the Wikipedia and all the other sites that use the wiki content or the content management system, the wiki system, and we should have those online fairly soon also.
But you see, QVC is vital to many of us.
That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want my wife to know about this, so he might get down to it someday.
Well, I understand. Believe me, lots and lots of ladies have asked about the shopping sites, and again, we just haven't got into that, mostly for the security reason of actually doing online transactions. WebText Reader is secure for the fact that it doesn't send out any personal data. When it does store your data, like your zip code and your telephone number and your name and stuff, you can elect to put that in. But then when you go to a website that it requests that information, it'll give you on the menu a choice, to press 1 to, enter your name automatically, or press 2 not to, or press 3 to, type in a different name. But that data that's basically stored, on your computer is never sent out without your permission. And just with the cookies and everything, the complication of that, because we're not actually using a lot of programs do use Internet Explorer as like the guts for their software. This is all hand-coded, and so it's basically our own browser.
Okay, any other questions?
Is your tech support pretty readily available via phone if a person's having a problem?
Yes, you can just give us a call. We only answer the telephone Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but you can catch us after hours sometimes. Or if you just, want to send an email, and we'll return that real quick. And again, if you're needing information or needing help, we're always here to help you out.
As well, I really want to thank you for the presentation tonight, too, Bill.
Well, thank you, Franklin. Certainly enjoyed it, and again, thank you for the opportunity for letting me show this to you. This is my first time ever to really be in a chat room. This has been quite an experience.
Well, Bo, thank you so much. You've been so cooperative, and your demo was very, very clear. I mean, your volume could have been up on your mic when you spoke, as it is now. But the demo is what sometimes we don't hear when a presenter does something. You hear the presenter, and the demo doesn't go. So it's difficult to strike a balance, but I'd rather hear the demo. And you did a great job. Thank you so very much. Jay, we didn't hear that. A lot of static. You may want to text chat if you wish. Alt-T, write your comment and enter, and Fred will happily read it for us.
What do you mean, halfway? I'll read it all the way.
He said happily, happily.
It sounded to me like you said, and Fred will halfway read it for us.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like here too, Bob.
Yeah, it did here too, Bob.
Outnumbered happily is what I meant to say, of course. Anyway, does a great job. So, Jay, if you have something you want to comment on, please feel free to do that, because you were staticky here a little bit. Well, okay, you're welcome all to talk Tech Talk if you wish. I hope you're all here next week for Jeff Levy. I promised him a large and really exuberant audience, as we always are. The questions tonight were great, and this is very interesting. This was a great program item, and I want to thank Franklin for telling the Tech Talk team about Bo and his web text reader. What a wonderful reason for getting into this. He knew it had a blind friend and also some blind people in his family. I think it's wonderful, and we thank you so much.
Again, I just want to thank you all for the opportunity. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact us. Telephone number, we've got a toll-free number. It's 888-WEB-TEXT, or you can call 888-378-5665. And my personal email address is beau@lookmedia.com. And again, we're happy to answer any questions or any suggestions that you have for the software. Thanks again, and everyone, have a nice evening.